All right, and welcome to another Q&A episode with Mr. Jason Kalipa.
I said bring the heat. Where's the heat?
Dude, I'm not going to do like the whole ESPN voice that you do. This is it. We're here. Q&A episodes. I'm excited for these questions, man. These have been fun. It's been cool to see all the feedback and, you know, people reaching out with a bunch of questions. But I think we have some good ones. So we're going to start with Jason's favorite topic, BJJ. So this is a question from Tony.
Nachos Tony or has BJJ?
Yeah. So Tony has a question. It's a little long, but I'll condense it down to essentially any advice that you have for someone that's thinking about starting Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with like zero background in wrestling, grappling, BJJ, you know, fairly high level of fitness and CrossFit. So a lot of experience there, but literally like no experience in this other world, but they're curious, they want to start. So the question is just about anything about, you know, finding a gym, how classes are structured, how much technique work you should do before starting any sort of, you know, sparring. So where do you want to kick this off?
I mean, I think it's a great question. So the way I started, and we've talked about this before, is I started with privates. I think privates are a great way to start, but a traditional jiu-jitsu class traditionally is going to be, and it's hard to say because similar to CrossFit. So CrossFit is normally an hour long class, but over the years, you don't know what you're going to get, right? But typically it's been an hour long class. In jiu-jitsu, it's kind of similar, but it doesn't necessarily only work on an hour long time domain. So most jiu-jitsu classes, most of the time are an hour long. There's gonna be like 10, 15 minutes of warm up, then a specific drill that you're gonna go over. Let's just say it's working side control or the mount or arm bar or whatever for like 30, 45 minutes with the partner. And then basically at some gyms, class ends. So class is over. It's warm up, specific, you know, drill, class is done. Then there's an option to spar if you want, and that'll take you into 90 minutes. That's sometimes the way they do it. Other times it'll be, you know, a warm up, a skill specific, and then a few like rounds, like we're talking like 10 minutes of rounds from that position you're working on. So let's just say you're working from side control. You'll do 10 minutes of side control sparring at speed, and then the class is done and there's an option to spar. So I think that each class is a little bit different in terms of duration, but in general, it'll be a warm-up, some type of skill, and then if you want to spar. Dude, as a beginner, man, there's just so much to unpack here. But what I would say is you got to really understand why you want to do it. Take a step back, humble yourself, recognize you're going to feel like a fish out of water. You will get your ass kicked. It will happen. And you have to go in there and realize that so you can be nice and calm. Because the more aggressive you get, the worse of a training partner you become. And it actually ends up being bad for both people. So I'd start off going around to different gyms in your area. Go find out one that meets your culture, just like in CrossFit. Go find the coaches that match what you're looking for and the environment you want. Is it competitive? Is it family? Is it this? Is it that? And then start off, meet the instructor, start off with privates if you can, and or start classes. But I would not spar for a few weeks. Get a few weeks under your belt before you really spar. Because I found that sometimes when people spar, especially if you come from a CrossFit background and you're expecting to do well, you get humbled and sometimes you go too crazy. I think a few exposures to jiu-jitsu before you spar might be a better way to go. That's kind of like my high level update.
There you go. You know, my first experience, technically, I guess you can call this my first experience with BJJ was the sheepdog course. Yeah. Which was very non-conventional because we spent, you know, the entire half day doing, you know, we warmed up, like you said, we went through specific drills, but we drilled literally from, you know, 7 a.m. to probably around like 10:30, 11. And then we did 10 3-minute rounds.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, for anyone out there that knows, and I didn't know, like you don't know, but like 10 3-minute rounds is
an eternity.
One of the most intense things that I've ever done. And I took it as a win that I never sat out because a bunch of people sat out. They just kind of like, you know, they were like, I'm done, can't keep going. So I did all 10 rounds, but man, that was something. That was something. So very different experience. That was obviously a 2-day seminar, very unique. You're not going to be getting an experience like that if you're just going and taking classes. But I really like the advice of doing privates first if you can. Because I think that not only is there the one-on-one instruction there, which I'm sure is super beneficial. But I think that also removing any sort of like ego of, hey, you're with another person that's just beginning, like in the one-on-one environment, like you're probably doing it, not probably, you're doing it with an instructor. You're doing it with someone that you like very well know is on a different level than you. So I think it just eliminates the ego of like, you know, you're not going to be like, oh, let me try and tap out this guy that I'm doing privates with. No. Whereas I think that that can more easily happen, especially if you're more the competitive type, if you're just going in and sparring in class with someone else that might be a beginner, but also like, you know, might have been a, you know, wrestler in college or whatever. And then, you know, either you get discouraged, you get hurt, or to your point, which I really like too, is you end up being a really bad training partner, which doesn't help either of you out. And just kind of, you know, that's a bad first impression for you to have if you're going to be joining a school, a gym. What do you call them? Schools, gyms?
Yeah. A school. It's just, dude, I really, the more I think about it, the more I think that privates are the way to go. And the reason why privates are such a good way to go is because it breaks down that barrier. Like, for example, when you were on, you know, you're getting your pilot's license, right? The instructor, like he's running the show, like, and you are abiding by the rule set. And it's the same thing. Like there's a distinct hierarchy that he's trying to keep you safe and he's trying to teach you. It's the same thing in jiu-jitsu. They're a hierarchy and he's trying to keep you safe and trying to teach you. But all of a sudden, dude, if you just go in for regular class, especially if you come from a CrossFit background where you're used to kind of being the alpha male, kind of dominant, a lot of the times where I've seen it the worst is on a new day when you have like a guy who's big, athletic, and brand new, and there's a girl who's maybe like, you know, middle, been doing jiu-jitsu for a year or two. It gets sloppy. And it gets sloppy because this girl will start working techniques on this individual that they've never experienced before and potentially dominate them. And then the guy starts being aggressive because he feels his ego getting demolished very quickly. And you just don't want to put yourself in that position. And if I could go back in time looking at my own journey, I wish I had gone through it more privates before I got into the classes, even though I did like, I don't know, 6 or 7, I wish I'd done like 14. Because I would have gone into the class just more controlled, more low key, and I would have been better training partner for them. And they would have been a better training partner for me because I would have just learned how to be more calm. That's the hardest thing. Once someone puts their hands on you, it's very hard to be calm. And if you've never experienced that in a one-on-one setting, when you get in a class and everybody's rolling, dude, it's a lot. So start with one-on-ones, find the right coaches, create the right environment. But most importantly, when you walk in the door, take a deep breath and be like, dude, I want to be a good training partner today and I want good training partners. That's the goal.
Quick follow-up question. How does cost compare? You know, I think that a lot of people listening might be super familiar with like, you know, your average CrossFit gym and personal training.
Yeah.
How does BJJ compare in terms of cost?
It's basically very, very similar to CrossFit.
Very similar? Okay.
Yeah. And if you think about the models are so similar because the space is similar, the costs are similar. So yeah, very similar to CrossFit. You know, I think if you want PT, yeah, I think I was paying maybe $100 a session. And yeah, it is expensive, right? But you have to, if you want to prioritize learning a new skill, you have to pay for it.
Awesome. And I think that, you know, as with anything else, you're also probably going to get what you pay for.
100%. But the biggest thing is to, you know, like go in there, be a good training partner and find the right environment. And you might find that one environment might not be for you. And that's okay. You might pass by 3 environments before you get to the one that you want to go to. And each jiu-jitsu gym does have a different atmosphere because it's built up by the coaches, but also by the athletes that are in there, even more so than CrossFit. Because in CrossFit, the culture is set from the leadership, but the athletes don't really impact your experience. Like if John over there wants to, you know, go crazy, it's not that big of a deal because I'm over here doing my own thing. But in jiu-jitsu, when athletes are training with other athletes, the way the athlete's culture is created is very important. So you want to go visit multiple schools before you actually sign the dotted line of who you want to be with. Because once you get into a school program, it's hard to break out, especially if you want lineage. So if you're trying to get belted by the same instructor, if you're trying to go through this, like once you choose, you're kind of locked in. You could always change, but it's not as easy because of the belt system.
There you go. All right. Anyone out there that's thinking of trying BJJ, make sure you reach out to Jason about it because he loves getting those messages.
Talk to me about
it. And then loves telling me about it.
Oh, dude, as often as possible. By the way, there was a big announcement. Our boy Mason Fowler is fighting Gordon Ryan December 9th. So stay tuned for that.
Awesome conversation about jiu-jitsu, but we forgot to mention where to ask your questions. We're going to be doing these on a regular basis. The best place to ask your questions is through our Never Zero newsletter. In the podcast show notes, you'll find this. Join the newsletter, get weekly content, get fired up, and then in that, just respond back to email, and I'll get your questions, and we'll be diving in them on this podcast. Keep getting after it.